Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The state of Alaska fall registration hunt for 40-mile caribou in Zone 1, accessible from the Stees Highway and Chena Hot Springs Road, and in Zone 4 in White Mountains, will not open as scheduled until August 11th. A season opening may be announced later in these zones. Caribou are abundant near the Stees Highway in Zones 1 and 4, and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game expects the harvest quota to be exceeded in less than a day if opened as scheduled on August 11th. As a conservation measure, the hunt in Zones 1 and 4 will only open if caribou numbers near the Stees Highway decrease enough to avoid over-harvest of the herd. The state caribou hunting season will open in Zones 2 and 3 on August 11th as scheduled. The fall harvest quota is subdivided between four zones within the registration hunt area, each with its own quota. The 2024 overall fall quota is 425 caribou, with 195 allocated in zones 1 and 4 combined, 100 for zone 2, and 130 for zone 3. Hunters are reminded to call the 40-mile caribou herd hotline for updates about the hunt quota and bag limit before departing for the field to learn of zone closures. The Southeast Conference and the Juneau-based nonprofit Alaska Heat Smart have received a $38.6 million federal grant to help homeowners in Southeast and South Central Coastal Alaska buy electric heat pumps to replace traditional fossil-fueled-based heating system. Alaska Heat Smart has already helped to get heat pumps in 1,000 households across the region. This new infusion of money, which came in an announcement from the Environmental Protection Agency last week, will supercharge those efforts. It was definitely a feeling of shock, said Andy Romanoff, Alaska Heat Smart's executive director. Then a little bit of terror at the same time, which soon translated into excitement. Romanoff says the region is poised for more heat pump installations. On Alaska's southern coast, winters are not too cold and summers aren't too hot, so heat pumps can easily maintain comfortable temperatures, and communities like Juneau, Sitka, and Ketchikan have clean, renewable electricity in the form of hydropower, while Kodiak combines hydropower with wind energy. When heat pumps tap into those grids, they're essentially emissions-free. But even when they run on diesel-generated electricity, heat pumps can save homeowners up to 25 to 50% on heating bills when compared to traditional oil-based heating systems. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. What initially appeared to be a house fire in Kenai turned out to be a case of burglary and arson. Around 9:30 p.m. on Tuesday night, the Kenai Fire Department and Kenai Police responded to a report of a house fire at a residence on Haida Drive in Kenai. No one was inside the home at the time of the fire. Thanks to Kenai Fire's quick response, the home was saved, although it did suffer significant smoke, fire, and water damage, according to a report from the Kenai Police Department. While no people were at the home, a domestic cat was found deceased inside after the fire. Fire was extinguished. Once the smoke cleared, a subsequent investigation led the fire department and police to suspect that the fire's ignition was nefarious in nature. Home security footage from neighboring houses led police to the conclusion that the fire was, in fact, an act of arson.
There were Ring cameras, or should I say there are neighborhood cameras, that caught a suspect coming and going from that area.
That was Kenai Police Lieutenant Ben Langham. The suspect, located by Kenai Police, was 53-year-old Kimberly Rogers of Kenai.
We located the suspect and interviewed her, and she had confessed to it.
Lieutenant Langham called the process of transition from fire suppression to criminal investigation a fluid transition as the two departments worked together. Kimberly Rogers was arrested on one count of second-degree arson and one count of first-degree burglary. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.